This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan advances in the Senate with big bipartisan support. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill has been slowed down by Republican opposition in the House. In the Senate, Washington Democrat Patty Murray says the U.S. is on the clock.
There is no reason, no excuse for delay, not when bombs are falling on our allies, not when civilians, including kids, are suffering and starving, not when the world is watching to see if America is still united enough to lead.
In Ukraine, desperate troops are rationing or running out of ammunition on the front lines. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says delay has strained the prospects of defeating Russian aggression.
Dithering and hesitation have compounded the challenges we face.
McConnell has made clear stopping Vladimir Putin is important enough for him to stake his political capital. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN's Human Rights Office Tuesday called for an international investigation into reports of mass graves at two Gaza hospitals destroyed in Israeli sieges, saying war crimes may have been committed. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters at a briefing at UN headquarters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said the office was horrified by the destruction of Gaza's biggest hospital, El-Shifa in Gaza City, and its second largest, the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis.
In relation to Al-Nasser, the Gaza government media office announced that 283 bodies were recovered, of which 42 have been identified. Victims had reportedly been buried deep in the ground and covered with waste.
In a statement, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk demanded independent, effective, and transparent investigations into the deaths that should include international investigators. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website,